I had a feeling when I was in the job that the breath tests were not an accurate figure. I felt that all along, that it was only members were picking a figure out of the sky and said, look, we had 100 breath tests last weekend, and whereas I know in reality that it probably wasn't that high at all.
So hang on, let's just look at that one. So you were hearing, like for Donegal, you were hearing the official figure being put out, there was 100 breath tests last week or something. And you were saying that's just been pulled from the sky.
That's my suspicion on that. Because I was responsible for getting these machines calibrated every 6 months. And I had to take readings from these machines. And machines, when you have a breath test, it starts from number one right up to maybe 2,000-3,000 or whatever it goes up to. But it just records one after every time there's a blow into this machine. And I knew after every 6 months that, you know, this machine has hardly been used at all. And some machines maybe would have a couple of thousand blows in 6 months. So, like, certain members were using them efficiently and certain members weren't. I've no doubt that that was the case.
What does that mean now to the layperson?
It means that certain members were using this machine that they were... Like, my role was to prepare a list of checkpoints in the week. It was signed by my local superintendent. Every member got this list of checkpoints. They had to go to so-and-so Main Street, wherever. They had to do a checkpoint for half an hour. And they had to breathalyze so many drivers. It was normally random breath testing that was taking place. If the road is busy, you maybe picked every third or every fourth one. If the road is quiet, you could do all of the drivers.
Right.
So then when they were finished, they had to come back and the return was left for me at the end of the week and said, well, they did a checkpoint at so-and-so crossroads and that there was 10 people breathalyzed. And I would have to send that on further up the line. And then they were all collated above in Dublin. And so the figures were released by the Traffic Bureau saying that there was 2,000 or whatever, 3,000 breath tests carried out last weekend. But the breath machine, the alchemeter, certainly didn't prove all those figures. Some members were using them and some weren't.
So are you saying that even some of the members in Donegal who were supposed to be doing these checkpoints were telling you we breathalyzed 10 when in fact they may not have breathalyzed any?
It was possible, yes.
In the county?
In Donegal County, yes. I raised these points at different meetings down the time.
That's pretty shocking, isn't it?
It is. It is.
And this is coming from a former traffic Garda sergeant, yeah, who would have been responsible. So you'd have sent people out to Geelong, the Manor Roundabout, or wherever it might have been, and to breathalyze over a period of an hour. And you say, came back to you and said, yeah, we did 10 drivers. But in fact, you know,
part of the problem there was that if I had 10 members in my traffic core unit and I only had 3 breathalyzers, I didn't know who was using these machines. I had always said all along that every traffic member should have their own machine and that each week or each month then you could say, well, you started at 150 blows there and now there's 250, or you mean you did 100 in that month. But if there was nothing shown, then it said, well, you did nothing in that month. So I felt myself all along that each member should have had one of these, and then each member would be accountable for what he did or what she did.